This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. Adam Reagan is with us on the live line. Adam is one of six candidates hoping to fill three vacancies on the five-member TUSD governing board. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I can't ever, in my 30-plus years here, I don't think I can ever recall three vacancies on the TUSD board coming up. There's going to be a big change, isn't there, on this board?
It's a huge change. I looked in the history, and to my knowledge and research, this is the only time that has ever happened, at least going back to the 1950s, that we have three open seats on the board. So I'm looking forward to the changes and potential that can bring.
Tell our listeners about yourself, Adam, and why you think you are the best or one of the best, certainly, to fill those three seats.
Yeah, so I think to my knowledge, I am the only certified current classroom teacher. So that means I'm actually in a public high school. I'm teaching through the pandemic. I'm teaching virtually now. I'm getting ready to ramp into hybrid for my classes. And I think that perspective really brings a voice to the conversation that can help center students and educators in the conversation. So I think that unique set of qualifications and then my history of being able to be an independent voice while also working collaboratively with my colleagues to make things happen, try to draw people in. So I think I have the right temperament, and I also have the drive and passion. This is something I am dedicated to. Been on your show before to talk about issues of education or TUSD. So I'm very excited to be doing the thing that I love the most. I think I'm the most blessed man in Tucson.
Yeah, you have been following for a long time issues at TUSD, haven't you?
I have. I made a promise to myself when I graduated grad school, when I got across the stage, that wasn't it for me, that I would turn around and offer hands across to everybody that comes after me. So for me, that looked a lot like teaching the college writing classes at community colleges. And then the thing that I thought I would never do, which is become a high school teacher, I became. And all of a sudden, I found my heart and my soul and the thing that drives me the most to get up every day. So I keep my eye and ear on education issues, especially here in Tucson.
Adam, let's talk about the issues that will be facing this newly reconstituted board in the new year. Certainly the COVID and how that's certainly impacted finances, parents leaving the district to perhaps go to a charter school where they can bring their child to kind of one-on-one teaching. There are so many issues that are facing this board. What is your platform?
So my platform, the pandemic, you mentioned, it hits on everything. It is the central issue and is the first thing the newly constituted board is going to have to deal with, whether that is the mid-year budget reallocations that are going to follow our 40-day census numbers that are about to hit, or it is how we respond to the hybrid plan. I know the board is voting tonight on the first phase of what the hybrid plan is going to look like. I'm hoping there's going to be some good discussion from board members and asking Dr. Trujillo and staff some of those serious questions that need to be answered before we get our kids back in the classroom in just three short weeks. One thing that I want to touch on, you said charters. I hope that parents will look at our district by the time this board has gotten together and started working in the future as the premier district and place to enroll your kids, that this is the education and the place that you want to be for your kids. Charters can lure you and be very attractive, but they don't always offer all the promises that they don't deliver all the promises that they offer. So I'm hoping that this board can really look at the opportunities to grow this district into the middle of the 21st century. I know it's kind of scary to say that, but a kid born in 2038, or a kid born today, is going to graduate in 2038.
Wow. That's sobering, my friend.
It is very sobering. I don't say that to make any listeners feel like we're getting old, but it puts a very fine polish on what we're here to do as a governing board. We have work that needs to be done today that will have far-reaching implications into the 21st century, and I want to make sure that we are delivering on that promise for the kid that's just being born at St. Mary's right now.
How much concern is there, Adam, in the class or from with your fellow teachers about going back to the classroom?
I think between my students and my colleagues, we want to be back, but we also want to know that our health and safety is protected, at least as reasonably can be protected in the uncertainty of a global pandemic. There are things that we can do to help protect student and health safety, students' health and safety. I think for teachers, the big concern right now is making sure that there are accommodations for those that want to be and need to be at home for their own health. And I'm hoping that tonight that will be addressed by the superintendent when he presents this plan to the governing board.
You teach what subject? I don't think you mentioned that at the beginning when you said you were a classroom teacher.
I don't want to scare anyone away. I am an English teacher, but I promise I'm not here to assign you an essay.
How about your own educational background? Where did you go to school?
So I went to ASU. I'm a public university student for undergrad and graduate school. I lived in Phoenix at the time and got a bachelor's in English and a English linguistics and a master's in English, focusing on structured English immersion and the 4-hour block classroom.
The curriculum, is that issue pretty much behind us? Will the new board have to deal with curriculum?
The curriculum is always an issue that drives education in our discussion. So especially in a hybrid model, how we find highly engaging and rigorous curricula that also reflect our students' lived experiences is going to be a crucial thing that I hope I can bring that discussion to the board, having to teach curricula to our students. And I've also designed it and then reviewed it and revised it for TUSD, but also for my professional day job. So curriculum is always a central issue for me.
How are you getting the word out about the campaign? Do you have the website you'd like to share?
I do. It's adam4tusd, that's the numeral 4.com. So adam4tusd.com. And that's got all my policy positions, the things that I want to work on in my first, I think 100 days is probably that false binary from the presidency. So to me, what I want to work on first and those urgent issues and then things that are important to me that I keep saying we can't lose sight of the important just because the urgent needs our attention right now. So I have all that information on my website.
All right, Adam Reagan, thank you very much.